So, Saz, Sarah Hunt, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're born and bred in Cambridgeshire?
Yes, I'm born and bred in Cambridgeshire. My mum's from Ghana and my dad's from England. And yeah, I grew up in Cambridge, lived in Canada for a little bit.
As a little girl, I remember you telling me that you were doing a lot of productions on your little tape machine. Is it? Tell me about that.
Yes, I had a cassette recorder. I had two cassette players, which recorded. So I'd get my keyboard and play a drum beat on the keyboard and record it on one tape, and then I'd swap it over to the other tape and push play. Then while that's playing, I'd record on the other one and do the next bit, and I'd keep swapping the tapes and layering it and make a whole song. So that was like my first stages of music production. I probably was about 10 or something, or maybe younger.
And you didn't even know that you were producing.
No. I just kept on, I had these ideas in my head and I thought, well, I can't play everything at once. I can't play a beat and then play the chords and then set the keyboard to like guitar and play that bit. So that was my only way of doing it, really.
Yeah.
And then I found out there's ways you can record and layer things, and that's when I started looking into the technology side of music.
So fast forward that 10 years on, and now you've already started doing some really, really amazing stuff. You've done a remix for 50 Cent, Nas and Damian Marley. Tell me how all that came about.
Okay, the Nas and Damian Marley one. Well, actually, I'll start with 50 Cent because that's led to that one. 50 Cent just posted an a cappella on Twitter and asked people to finish them off the beat. And then I just had a go at it, and it got a lot of attention, and the co-founder of One Extra, he really liked it, so he asked if he could play it on the radio, and it got played.
That's Ray Paul, isn't it?
Yeah, Ray Paul. And it got played on quite a few stations around the UK, and also got played in Ghana and Nigeria. And then after that, because he liked that so much, he was helping promote Damian Marley and Nas's tour, so he asked if I wanted to do a remix for them, and that's how that came about. And
Yeah, I was at that show at the Wembley Arena, actually.
Yeah, because I was on that. I went to that concert because I was doing the remix. They actually let me go to the concert on Damian Marley's guest list. So it was a bit weird, like, going, hello, Sarah plus one on Damian Marley's guest list. So I was like, So, yeah, that was really cool.
What was it like meeting Nas and Damian Marley? Because I would be so starstruck, you know. As you know, Nas is my greatest living rapper at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually meet them. There was a chance for me to go backstage, but I went and spoke to Ray and stuff, and he didn't want me to because he said there was lots of guys there and he was a bit scared about, because I'm like a little girl.
Yeah.
And he was a bit scared of the atmosphere, like,
you know, it was all
smoky as well, and like, he just was
smoking
like, I don't,
la-la.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want me to be around that because he was like, you're starting in the industry. I want you to have a clear head. I don't want you to think that's the cool thing and then start turning to like, you know, drugs and that. Not that it was like crazy or anything.
Yeah.
But, you
know. Well, he's been a good mentor to you then.
Yeah.
And we at the People's Hub are excited that we're going to have you writing regularly and posting blogs and stuff like that, and we're gonna start to serialize your dissertation from your Kingston uni days.
Yes.
Ted, tell me about your dissertation. What's it on? What's it about?
My dissertation's on Cause of Money, Ghanaian pigeon musical, and it was a movie, and it's basically a story about One Love and Mensa. They also go by the names of the FOKN boys, and yeah, they just did a movie.
Fucking boys.
Yes. Yeah, if you want to say it like that. they just did a movie about Ghana and a day in the life in Ghana. It's comedy and there's so much you can get from it. It's like a masterpiece. And I broke it down in my dissertation. And yeah.
They're quite a talented duo, aren't they?
Yes. They know how to get a crowd going, and they like to sometimes be, even in the name, obviously, they like to be a bit controversial and make people, like, question things, and I think that's quite cool. I mean, the movie isn't too controversial or anything. It's just, anyone can enjoy it. Like, you can enjoy it if you're young, if you're old. It's really good. It's really colourful.